Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Shea Stevens. President Trump says he's awaiting the results of an investigation into the weekend attacks on key oil facilities in Saudi Arabia. As NPR's Mara Liasson reports, Trump says it looks as if Iran was involved.
President Trump is keeping his options open on Iran. He said he'd either have a, quote, strong message for Iran or no message at all, depending on the final results of the investigation into the origins of the airstrike on Saudi Arabia. He said he'd also like to avoid an armed conflict with Iran, but said that if he does retaliate on behalf of Saudi Arabia, any U.S. attack would be proportional and that Saudi Arabia would pick up the cost.
I'm not looking to get into new conflict, but sometimes you have to.
Although President Trump has previously said he was willing to meet with Iranian President Rouhani, he said there was no plan for such a meeting during the U.N. General Assembly next week in New York City. Mara Liasson, NPR News, The White House.
Violence in Afghanistan has claimed the life of another U.S. service member. As Jennifer Glass in Kabul reports, the killing comes just over 1 week after President Trump canceled talks with the Taliban.
The latest killing of an American in Afghanistan brings the U.S. combat death toll to 17, the highest since 2014. President Trump said he canceled a planned meeting with Taliban leaders at Camp David after U.S. Sergeant First Class Ellis Aniel Barreto Ortiz was killed by a Taliban car bomb on September 5th. Trump has called the negotiations dead. The Taliban want the U.S. to return to the negotiating table. Throughout the 8 months of talks, both Afghan and U.S. forces and the Taliban continued fighting. This week, the Taliban has caused widespread disruption by cutting off power to millions of Afghans in 11 provinces. For NPR News, I'm Jennifer Glass in Kabul.
In New York, prosecutors are reportedly subpoenaed an accounting firm for 8 years of President Trump's personal and business tax returns. A New York Times report says the subpoena was issued last month when New York investigators opened a probe into a 2016 hush money payment to a porn star who claimed she had an affair with Trump. No word of progress in contract talks between the United Auto Workers Union and General Motors. Nearly 50,000 UAW members walked off their jobs at more than 50 GM plants and parts facilities nationwide earlier today. In Detroit, Ashley Scales says she and other GM workers have made concessions to save the company and now want, among other things, fair wages and job security.
These corporations are making more money than they've ever made, and yet we're supposed to take concessions continually. Where is the dignity and respect for the worker?
GM says it's offered wage increases and billions of dollars worth of investments in new vehicle technology, which is projected to create thousands of jobs. The automaker also says it plans to update plants in Michigan, Tennessee, and Missouri. This is NPR News. Several states are preparing to fight Purdue Pharma's plan to seek bankruptcy protection. Purdue, which makes the opioid OxyContin, is seeking protection as part of a tentative settlement that could be worth as much as $12 billion. Attorneys general for about half the states in the U.S. support the settlement deal, but critics say the Sackler family, which owns Purdue, needs to pay more, given the billions of dollars made through OxyContin sales. Two perennial championship contenders in the NFL are sidelined because of injury. The New Orleans Saints announced that all-pro starting quarterback Drew Brees will miss a chunk of the season. The Pittsburgh Steelers say that all-pro quarterback Ben Roethlisberger is out for the entire season. Details from NPR's Tom Goldman.
Both players were hurt in games Sunday. Drew Brees reportedly tore a ligament in the thumb of his throwing hand. He could miss up to 2 months. The Steelers say Ben Roethlisberger will need season-ending surgery on the elbow of his throwing arm. Injuries are part of the NFL, the league saying next man up is a testament to the constant risk. But some players are harder to replace, especially winning veteran quarterbacks. Without Brees for most of Sunday's game, the Saints didn't score a touchdown and lost to the L.A. Rams. Roethlisberger's replacement played well, but Pittsburgh still lost to Seattle. With the season just 2 weeks old, fans in New Orleans and Pittsburgh hope it's not over just as it's beginning. Tom Goldman, NPR News.
Wall Street stocks closed lower today. The Dow Jones Industrials fell 142 points. I'm Shea Stevens, NPR News, in Washington.